UV visible, the visible part of it, is widely used in water quality test kits. So there are two versions of these. There are the semi-quantitative ones, which you can take out in the field. They've got a set of reagents that you react in the field with your water sample. You'll get a colour change. You're then able to relate the colour change to a chart and determine the concentration of the analyte that's present. So some examples, nitrate, chromium 6, these things then using colour discs are able to be semi-quantitatively analysed. Then you've got field-capable spectrometers, which are called, in this case, a colorimeter. This is a very simple thing that you guys used then this week out in the prac, your little hushy. And in essence then, all we've done is we've micro-sized that large instrument that you're using in the lab, and we're just doing the visible part of the spectrum, so it's sometimes called a photometer when it's that simple. It uses a calibration curve, but it's an internal calibration curve that's stored with the instrument when you buy it. You'd only recalibrate it if you expected it had gone significantly dodgy. Now, these things don't give values that are as accurate as the instrument-grade pieces of gear, but they're much more accurate than the water quality test kit. So the guys in the Cairns water who go around and test all the sewage treatment plants, these are the pieces of gear that they all use when they're out checking the plant. They're giving good, reliable values for sort of more elevated concentrations. It's only when you get down to the very low levels that they get a bit dodgy.